Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, and hermaphrodites, my fellow slaves of the global plantation. The Vinny Eastwood Show is bad news. It's like the news, but so much worse. It's the lighter side of genocide. Just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't enjoy it. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? The Vinny Eastwood Show, where the only thing worse than living in a high-tech global police state run by child-trafficking Satanists is Vinny's jokes. And welcome to today's broadcast. WCB99 is already in the chat room on the Twitch. I love it when you're in the chat room, bro. Actually, you make every broadcast a little bit extra special, bro. Good on you, mate. Good on you. Love it. And we've also got the Facebook stream going, and we're on groundzero.radio, not to forget, as well as the YouTube. So if you are listening to this in any way, shape, or form, go to the vinnyeastwoodshow.com and scroll down, if I may be so bold as to actually show those of you who are watching on the live streams already, the vinnyeastwoodshow.com. And if you scroll down just a little bit, you'll see a big YouTube symbol underneath the watch live notation. And if you just click the little buttons, you'll be able to see the various links to the other platforms that this show is on. BitChute, Rumble, and Odyssey are often the best places to get all the uncensored content, because sometimes we do get censored. We do have videos pulled down, as happened very recently, in fact, where a video that I did, I believe, with Barry Prince from The Big Puzzle in Canada alongside my cohort Billy TK. You can see our arrest here on the Day Democracy Died banner, the big blue banner on the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. That content was removed. There's a very specific part of the video, I hadn't had a chance to watch it yet, but where the alleged medical misinformation happened. And I think that it's kind of like strange, because I've never actually had a video taken down before where I haven't received a strike on my channel as a result. So this is new. So those of you watching on YouTube, you were very lucky today indeed, I think, from our YouTube overlords. And of course, as always, we've got DKspiracy in the chat. This man does not stop working. This is what beer is for. Okay, you can just... Anyway, today's show, allegedly, is going to be about the nature of reality. Now, we had David Parker in the UK, I think it was about 10:30 p.m. his local time currently. He was supposed to be on at 10 p.m. so we're a little late starting the show today, and he still hasn't shown up yet. If he does, that would be great, but I'm not holding my breath, because I've been thinking about the nature of reality significantly for some time. And in point of fact, I created a little video for some people. Man, I can't even remember who this was. It was somebody from the One Great Work Network asked me to do this, and I never actually published it after the conference had gone on. So I was going to play that video for you, just to give you a little idea about what we're going to be talking about today on the Vinny Eastwood Show.
Reality is a holographic fractal projected by collective consciousness experiencing itself subjectively. If you take a picture of you and embed it into a hologram and try to delete it, the whole picture of you is still there, just half the resolution. Nothing that exists can ever truly be forgotten. If you look inside your finger, you'll find cells. Inside those cells are other cells, infinitely down the scale, and as above, so below. You are a cell on this planet, which is just one cell in the galaxy, which is one cell in the universe. Everything is a smaller or larger version of something else. Everything has consciousness. Protons, neutrons, electrons, even morons. and the things you manifest into reality through consciousness change all the infinite civilizations that live within you and every layer of reality you live within. If you don't, you will grow resentful of those who do. The things you make may not benefit you. As the Greeks said, your job in life is to plant a tree whose shade you know you shall never get to sit beneath.
So that's the little video there, just about 60 seconds to help people understand the nature of reality. Now, it's a bit quick, of course, so you might not have really caught all that. So I'm going to give it to you, try and see if I can do that in the long form to a degree. Now, we have, I think, a little bit of housekeeping to do there beforehand, ladies and gentlemen. Just bear in mind, it's a listener-supported show, always has been. I don't know if it always will be, but I am also just wanting to be grateful to my sponsors, Holden Health Care, .com. He's doing, like, such good work all the time, this David Holden, to help all the people that are now sick in our society for various different reasons. And David's been treating people with these new diseases that have been popping up quite regularly. So he is very busy because he is very good, and a lot of people do go to him when all else fails. So go to holdenhealthcare.com, emphasis on the care. There's a medical disclaimer on holdenhealthcare.com. Our other sponsor is, of course, reopen.nz, which is a database of New Zealand businesses that want to end all of that kind of mandatey, no choicey, no inclusivey type vibe. And so if you want your business to be added onto that list, just go to reopen.nz and do that there. Thank you so much for those of you who also support the show on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. You can support us through automatic payments through the Kiwi Bank and the PayPal and Patreon, and one-off donations are also very much valued as well. And if you have already donated but you haven't received any rewards or something of that nature, click on the here. All right, when you're on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, it asks if you already donated, click here for your special rewards, and you will actually be able to get in contact with me. If anybody's donated to me, I mean, usually they're really cool people to talk to, and I would love to have a little bit of chat, give you some of my time and some appreciation for your contributions to keeping the show on the air. If you have problems that you want to talk about, you've got a project that you want to get off the ground, and you think I might know how to do it and what have you, you know, that's what the donation buttons are for. It's just so that I know that you're just not messing around and one of those terrible time wasters. So thank you so much for all of you who do donate and have been doing so regularly for, in some cases, nearly the whole 16 years that this operation has been running. Couldn't be more grateful for how many people there are out there who do want to finance this kind of content, even though they could just get it for free. Thank you, guys. Salute to you. And now, you can also super chat as well if you have any points you'd like to raise during this broadcast. If we can just have anything. Then the super chat button is operational in the YouTube thing. So if you do a super chat, we will basically interrupt what we're saying and we will read out your comment. And if you have a question there and what have you, if you super chat it, we will answer it for you immediately on the broadcast. So that's a great way to interact and get your voice heard, if you're not a guest, that is. So getting back to the nature of reality itself, okay, holographic fractal that's being projected by collective consciousness experiencing itself subjectively. Okay, what's a hologram? What do you mean by reality? Well, it's just how data is stored. Okay, so my flesh, my cells. Right now, they're stored in a holographic sense. It doesn't mean we're living in a computer program and so on and so forth necessarily. It might just be how all things in reality are built and their information is kept. So, for instance, if I were to take a picture of you and embed it in a hologram and then tried to delete that picture, the whole picture would still be there, but it would just be half the resolution now. And if I try to delete it again, whole picture, still there, just half the resolution again. Okay? It doesn't matter how infinitely you try to delete it, the whole picture will still be there. So that's the nature of reality. If you've brought an artwork into the world, that stays in some sense with, you know, frequencies and energy and all of these things. Even if it got destroyed and burned up in a fire, the particles of the painting would become particles of smoke. There's still some kind of remnant of what we've done after we're gone. Something, even if it's too low resolution to know exactly what it is. So that means willing things into reality becomes a permanent fixture. Let's say you had a negative thought about yourself, and you sat there really contemplating and running that negative thought over and over again. Or you had a negative thought about somebody else, and you're sitting there and you're stewing and you're thinking about how much you hate them and so on and so forth. What resonant frequency, what part of your body really benefits from that? Okay? Whereas if you were to tell yourself everything's going to be all right, nothing's completely, you know, I know that we're living in a high-tech global police state run by child trafficking Satanists, but at least it's not a total loss. You know, there's still some things that are still here embedded in reality that we have become a permanent fixture of. Okay, you know, we're permanent. And that's the thing. Your thoughts become a permanent fixture of that reality too. And so if you are resentful and angry and bitter and that kind of thing, just change your thinking. You're like, oh, I can't change my thinking. Yes, you can. Look at that screw in the side of that chair over there. And you go, why? See, I'm now getting you to think about a screw in the side of a chair. You see? You can change your thinking. You just shift where you're focusing on. That's all it is. Because everything that you do, everything you say and think, it gets embedded into that holographic nature of reality and can never really truly be deleted. But you can't overwhelm it, I think. You've got like a couple negative thoughts here or something like that, and it's being overwhelmed by the positive. Wouldn't that be so much better? You see? Now, the fractal, on the other hand, is a slightly different construct to the hologram, but they're tied in, okay? And it's just about the layers of influence of reality. And I want to say that you might want to think about a Mandelbrot. Okay, now we're going to see if we can play something just off of YouTube here to give you a little bit of an idea about what I'm talking about. Is that when you start zooming into things, this is a fractal, the more you zoom in, the more it starts to repeat the pattern over and over again, infinitely. Okay. Everything is tied in with this structure. If you are looking at the cells in your body and you kept infinitely zooming into them, you would start to see the same shapes and patterns emerge infinitely. Cells within cells within cells within cells, infinitely down the scale. Okay, but the same thing works infinitely up the scale as well. As above, so below. So if there's cells in your body that are cells within cells within cells, what's to say that you, as a vessel, are part of the cell culture, the mitochondria, the bacteria of the planet? And the planet is a cell in the galaxy. And the galaxy looks much like a cell, really. And look at the pictures of the Hubble telescope took with tens of thousands of galaxies that they could see, right? These are just the ones that they can see that are close enough. Tens of thousands of galaxies in one photograph from this telescope, right? It seems like cell culture to me, which means that even galaxies are just little tiny cells in a much, much larger entity that we call the universe. And I'm not sure if the universe is the biggest organism that there is, right? Because I think that these things are organisms. They're alive. Planets are alive. Stars are alive. We're alive. This microphone is alive, right? Even though, you know, it's dead, doesn't have a pulse or anything like that, it can probably still think. If you zoom in and zoom in and zoom in, you know, you'll see life. That's how the universe is built. As a fractal of life, you are filled with life that is filled with life that is filled with life. And you fill up spaces as part of a collective with life that fill up other things, and so on and so forth. And this nature has a very distilled meaning that all things are usually, I haven't really seen anything that bucks this trend just yet, but all things are just smaller or larger versions of something else. Now, to give you an example, one time me and the boys, we were having a conversation and somebody came up with the word antioxidant. And I was like, I wonder what an antioxidant actually is, you know? So we Googled it, and it's like I started to see the micro and the macro from this. So there was this cell, all right, perfectly happy, healthy, getting along with his life, no real issues, and all of a sudden along comes this guy, and this guy is called a free radical. They steal electrons. It's the same reason why machines rust, and it's the same reason why people age. Electron theft. So the free radical goes up to the cell and goes, hey, buddy. Whoa, you're so beautiful. Ooh, you're so talented. I could make you a big star. Hey, I noticed that you've got some spare electrons there. Do you mind if I just snatch them off you? And then this cell is broken. He's damaged. And his electrons are gone. Oh, God. Oh God. What's happening? Oh, God. He's terrified. Right? He just suffered a major wound. But there's this other guys, They're called the antioxidants. What they do is they give electrons. So they come along and they see this little cell sitting there in the corner by himself, curled into a little ball, crying. And the antioxidant comes up and goes, "Hey, buddy, what happened to you? Are you all right?" And he's like, "Well, this guy, and I thought he was my friend, and he said he made me a big star, but then he was just using me. He stole my electron." "Oh, buddy, it's okay. It's all right, okay? Look, I've got some spare electrons here. You can have them, all right?" And the cell's like, "Really?" Like, "Yeah, yeah, they're all yours." And the cell's like, "Oh my God, you just healed me and restored my faith in humanity. And how can I ever repay you?" And the antioxidant says, "You'll never have to." Okay, the micro to the macro, from the cells to the free radicals to the antioxidants, it comes to the people and the psychopaths and the activists, the healers. You see, we all have this spare energy, just like the antioxidants do, that we give to broken people to restore their faith, to give back, to heal, to teach. Now, why is that important? It's something like what you do in the small happens in the big, and what happens in the big happens in the small. Right? And that becomes your body. So if you tell yourself something, "I am the best talk radio show host in the world. I can have the best conversations with the most enlightening people and talk about the deepest and most interesting topics that have ever really had the ability to be discussed in mankind's recorded history." You tell yourself that, or you can tell yourself, "I'm a loser. I can't do anything. What can I do? I don't understand what's going on." No. No. Don't tell yourself stuff like that. All it does is shatter your confidence and stop you having the ability to contribute something positive to humanity. All right? From the macro to the micro, all the little things in you, they will become big things if left unchecked. All right? Whether they be positive things or negative things, you might have a bad habit that just grows and expands like a fractal. And then you might have another thing that is like a business or a film project or something of that nature, that the more you zoom into it, the more you start seeing. Any topic that you look into is holographic in nature. You can start studying and you'll realize that there's never any end to the studying, because there's never any end to the fractal. And I had this concept that once you understand, right, once you get it, right, you don't really need any further study. This is a big mistake that people make. They think that they've done some studying and so they've learned a whole bunch of really important things, and that that means that they've got to keep studying, right? No, it becomes about application then. If you are going to accomplish something, nothing actually ever gets accomplished by research, if that research is just for research's sake. Okay, and trust me, I know. I've done tens of thousands of hours of research, and the vast majority of that so-called research has not really done a whole lot of good in the world, whereas I've done thousands and thousands and thousands of broadcasts explaining this kind of thing to people, or, well, many, many different kind of things, like a full spectrum of the nature of reality, and all these different individuals with these completely different topics that all seem completely unrelated. But once you get the overview and you understand the nature of reality, you can just see that all of these people are just bigger or smaller or different kinds. It's just like zooming in, really. If you can zoom into somebody and talk about what really matters to them, something that they really know for a fact, not something they just believe that they saw on the news or got taught in school or something like that, but that they know from experience. When that wisdom comes out, it has a resonant frequency, like truth sort of thing. And people will either be like extremely adverse to that because they live shallow lives and don't have the ability to really dive in deep to their own natures and how they interact with all the infinite life that is within them and around them. That kind of thing is too much because it's a big idea, okay? And the nature of reality, the third level, having now explained the hologram and the fractal to you, is collective consciousness. And if we look at the double slit experiment, there is something to be seen when we look at things in an isolated case. Now, so the story goes that they wanted to shoot these photons, you know, with a photon gun through these two metal slots, and they would see what would happen if these particles, say, exploded on the backboard behind them. They figured it'd just go bang, bang, but it didn't. It went bang into a waveform. And they were like, wow, that's really interesting. Why don't we put like a little camera next to those slots and let's see what happens to those photon particles when they go straight through. And then the photons went bang, bang. Right? Like they changed behavior because they were being observed. Right? They got stage fright. They were like too afraid to be themselves. And that means that that photon had consciousness. And if a photon has consciousness, that means all things have consciousness. Okay? Photons, photons, neutrons, electrons, morons, you know, all of them. And some to a greater or lesser degree than the other. But it is consciousness nonetheless. And I want to see if there was a Curlian photography. And have a look at this idea as in terms of what consciousness actually is, and they can look at any object, really, within reason. And you can have a look at items, like, for example, a key or something of that nature, using this technique called Curlian photography. And you can see that things have, like, this aura around them. And the nature of this effect is basically to say that we're all kind of broadcasting. Okay, like everybody, like even right now, you are broadcasting a signal that could be photographed, all right? And the photon had one of those, and you've got one of those, and I've got one of those, and my chair and the desk and so on and so forth. They've all got this aura that is sending signals out, okay? And those signals are coalescing with yours and mine, and we're all helping through frequency to change the nature of reality itself. Why do you think there's storms sometimes and there aren't storms other times? It's because things get turbulent, then they go hard, and then they start to calm down again. Okay, it's an undulating thing. And when in terms of collective consciousness, think about the quantity of trauma that is in mankind right as we speak. Almost everybody, maybe even everybody, has got trauma at the moment, and in some cases quite significant trauma. So how is that affecting their ability to broadcast, okay, and shape reality? Are we being traumatized and not getting over that trauma, not understanding it, and then we're broadcasting a frequency of misunderstanding, and it promotes almost a big signal of confusion? And maybe that's what's happening in reality right now, is that all of the things that all matter and all organic life are projecting through this means is affecting the mood, affecting everything. And that is something that is very difficult to deal with when you're talking about your life, right? How do you manage your aura? How do you create your things and what have you? Because that's yourself experiencing collective consciousness subjectively, all right, from the inside out. So to look at it a little bit differently, I spoke to a man at a festival, and he told me that he used to cheat on his missus, like a lot, and never felt bad about it. And then he did a 5-gram psilocybin mushroom trip. This is commonly known as a Superman trip. And he talked to me about how mushrooms have a collective consciousness, that when you're on mushrooms, you will bumble around and you'll just run into other people who are on them too. Right? And you'll be talking to them and you won't know why you're talking to them or whatever, but the mushroom wanted you to talk to them. Okay? And the mushrooms want to come together. They've got these systems of communication through the ground and things of that nature, much like forests do. But they're able to project it, like with frequency and what have you. So that's why mushrooms are now being used by a lot of very traumatized people as a form of therapy, even to the point of clinical practice, starting to prescribe mushrooms to people. And here's why. When you have got direct access to a form of collective consciousness like psilocybin, you are able to see no longer subjectively only, okay? Instead of just your eyes looking out, there are other eyes looking at you that you can see through. And you can see yourself, your true self, who you really are, what you've really been doing, and how guilty you really should feel about that. And so this guy had been cheating on his missus for a long time, repeatedly with many, many different women, broke down in tears because he'd seen the betrayal that he'd caused. And he went back to his missus and he confessed everything to her, and he was crying, and it really kind of hit home for him, the gravity of the situation that he had done. And they managed to resolve this issue, and they're getting married next year. Right? It's like, whoa, it's a hell of a reset. See, those resets are capable of really changing your behaviors and making you see things that had previously been unknown to you because of that access to that form of collective consciousness. Now, this has another effect as well, which is the terms of projecting, like a movie screen. Okay, you have the movie running, and there's something on the screen, and somebody made that movie. Somebody's projecting that onto the screen, okay? And movies can make you laugh, they can make you cry, they can make you feel exhilarated, they can make you feel jubilant. But who is the architect of the screen that you're looking at? Okay? And see, right now you're listening to my broadcast, and thank you very much for doing that. But the question is, is there something that you're avoiding? Are you listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show just because it's easy? Hold on a second. I've just got a phone call here while I'm live on radio, everybody. Hello. I'm good, but we are on radio, so I have to kind of get back to my my wonderful guest here, mate. Okay. Cheers. That guru, is it? All right, choice, bro. I'll get back to you soon. Bye-bye. Oh, that was the Aussie guru, ladies and gentlemen, calling into the studio here. Lovely to hear his voice. I love the Australian twang, actually. It's kind of, there's something liberating about saying fish and chips. Seriously. And where was I going with this? Oh, yes. Collective consciousness and meditation. Right now, I don't meditate. Okay, I create, I talk, I work, I build. Okay, because I believe that what you can manifest in the physical reality by really focusing on it and really working on it, and collaborating with other people is infinitely more use of my time, and seems to be objectively more productive than trying to just, you know, soothe my own soul and trying to project happiness inwardly without the outside stimulus. I like the outside stimulus because it provides something that's real that other people can actually also latch onto. Speaking of which, there was a meditation that happened, and this is, of course, to argue against myself because I do that because I'm not an idiot. Sometimes you have to disagree with yourself because sometimes you're freaking wrong, right? Maybe I should be doing more meditation. But anyway, side issue. Back in the day, I forget exactly when this was, there was a very high murder rate in Washington, D.C. One of the highest murder rates in the world. And this is, of course, because they introduced a gun ban so that women couldn't be armed, so that assailants with knives and big men and stuff like that could make them easy victims. But that's a side issue. I digress. The promise was that they were going to have a big meditation, 3,000 people meditation, okay, in D.C., and they were going to meditate for an hour, and the goal was to drop the murder rate by 30%. The chief of Washington police laughed at that. He said, quote, "It would take 6 feet of snow to drop the murder rate by that much." They did their meditation and the murder rate dropped. Okay? There's something out there, up there, that we are connected to, that we can connect with each other and access in stronger ways. Okay? That's pooling your collective consciousness. So Arge Nost calls this the master mind. You ever have two people who are really talented and really creative and stuff like that working on a project together, and they both come up with something that neither of them could have come up with on their own, and if they'd either of them had tried, it would have been way worse, because the collaborative nature and both of their different ideas working simultaneously with the fabric of the creation that they're making, okay, is enhanced because you've got somebody else helping you to make that frequency happen. Okay, this is why we need friends. This is why people who play instruments or sing need bands, because you're able to access more. You're able to tap into more by having other people on that same wavelength as you, making that stuff happen, creating those things that make the world a really beautiful place to live in, and all the people in the chat room such valuable souls to be on this plane of existence at this time. Okay, just having that raw appreciation, that raw respect, and that frankly acknowledgement and validation for other people and the unique little things that they contribute to any project, I think is absolutely essential, particularly for creative people. And my thoughts on that whole collective consciousness thing is, this is what I do. This is my contribution to collective consciousness. I have a radio show. We talk about probably, I think, probably the most important topics intellectually, spiritually, and religiously and metaphysically that exist really in the world, like the highest brow conversations that there are. You have to be reasonably intelligent to listen to this show. You have to have a sense of humor to listen to this show. You have to have gone through some kind of suffering at the hands of a individual or group of individuals who were evil that you didn't get justice from, if you want to listen to this show. Okay, there's a minimum requirement, the minimum height at a theme park. You know, you've got to have gone through some terrible dark times in your life in order to see the appeal of the show. And also because your traumas, you know, although I might argue against it, are actually worse than my jokes. You know, I try, you know, I make the effort, but unfortunately, I can't make you suffer as much as you've suffered with my jokes. Now, we were talking with some people in the MK Ultra program, and they said, "Vinny, why don't we just strap somebody to a chair and just play your jokes onto repeat for them as a form of mind control?" I was like, "Yeah, be interesting to see what happened, but." No, let's not hear any of that. But you know, I have this other idea as well about how this subjective experience in terms of the nature of reality, how we see it, okay, truly runs as well. And that's because we're what you might call fifth dimensional. All right, fifth dimensional consciousness. So, you know, three dimensions, you got like a cube, you know. And four dimensions is there's three dimensions plus time, so you can see the cube aging, right? And fifth dimension is the cube, but it's beyond time, and it's beyond 3D. It's everywhere, and it's nowhere, and it's simultaneous, okay? That's where your thoughts are. It comes into your head. That's where it is. It doesn't really exist. Okay? Your thoughts don't really exist. I'll tell you that. You know, it does really exist is you taking that thought, okay, the thing that's outside of time, outside of space, and then spending your time, that's bringing it back into the fourth dimension, willing and working that idea into three-dimensional space. There it can be seen, tasted, touched, felt, heard. You see? And all of those things that you see, if you've seen a great movie and then have become a filmmaker, if you listen to an incredible talk radio show host and then you become a talk radio show host and what have you, this is what happens. You inspire through generations that have witnessed the things that you do in this plane of existence. And they carry the flag forwards, right? Humanity's constantly evolving. And those of you who are teaching and taking care of people and showing love and what have you, you're the ones who are actually carrying the bulk of the war effort for the remnants of humanity that are left, all right? Most of humanity's already been wiped out. I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about spiritually, psychologically. Okay, there's more mental illness than we've ever seen before, more apathy than we've ever seen before, more ignorance, more laziness, more cowardice. All of those things that are really the antithesis to the human spirit, right? They've had their spirits broken, okay? You haven't. You still maintain that strength within you. That's yours. And nobody can actually take it away from you. They could take away your music, your computers, your place to live, or take your food off you, but they couldn't really take your soul unless you wanted to give it up for food and shelter and entertainment. You see? That's how they got you. They figured out exactly how to manipulate you into giving up your own autonomy, surrendering your dignity, and making all that which you are into a stock receipt. Okay? And that's all your birth certificate is. It's just a certificate of live birth. Okay? Birth, like birthing a ship that carries cargo. You are the cargo, except you're alive. That makes you live stock. And they tax you, and they borrow money off of the potential taxes that you might pay in future and get your nation into debt and sell off all your strategic assets and further enslave everybody. Why? Because you compromised your soul and your integrity, and you chose comfort over the animating contest of freedom. Your chains lay lightly upon you. And why is it that people make this choice? What kind of fear overpowers your bravery and makes you succumb to the cowardice and the kowtowing to the judgment of others? Your personal problems are usually not something that you need to share with a lot of people. Just go through it. Be a good example. Do your best. Ain't nobody's actually going to solve any of your problems for you. You have to do that, regardless of whatever problem you're going through. It all starts from within. The fractal. I changed one cell in my body to be a good cell who wasn't a drunkard today. I'm talking to you, DK. And, wait, who am I kidding? You couldn't convince a single cell in DK's body that he doesn't need beer. Like, you know, there's sometimes we have vices, you know, things that just enhance your reality and so on and so forth. And some people have blood in their veins, and some people have like sustenance. The blood in DK's veins and the sustenance thereof is beer and beer alone. Like this man, I swear he's a marvel of human biochemistry. I am humbled in the presence of this man. Now, we have just a few minutes left in the broadcast here, so that last element that we need to cover before we round off is about your purpose, kind of thing. So again, getting back to that fifth dimensional thing, so you've got your ideas, you're working on them, okay? You're working on them, you're actually manifesting them, you're bringing stuff into reality that doesn't exist yet. You have any idea how cool that is? How exciting that is? I've never seen no deer walking around like building a hut, you know? I mean, I've seen no birds flying around and designing an iPhone, or carving up the tree to go in a particular pattern or something like that. You know, this is a human thing, for the most part. Art, mathematics, this ability that we have that perhaps a lot of the other sentient life does not, is an inherent burden upon you. And you don't actually have to achieve anything for yourself, right? Some people want fame. Some people want fortune. Some people want power. I want to be able to be myself and express myself honestly, okay? That's what art is. It's expression, okay? And the universe expresses itself. It expressed itself by making you born into it, all right? You're part of the universe's expression. So when you express yourself, you express the will of the universe. Okay? And there's a very big idea that literally the entire universe rests upon you at any one time. It rests on all of us, true, but we all have to play our own individual part. You may not get famous. You may not make a crap load of money. You may not be terribly successful, but if you are doing what you know to be right, if you are just being yourself, then you're fulfilling that need that the universe has for your existence. And if you don't fulfill that need, you know when something's happening and you can do something about it, but you choose not to and what have you, well, the thing that happens there is you become resentful, you know, not only of yourself, because you look down at yourself, oh, I should be doing this, I should be doing that and what have you, and you start talking yourself out of it. Just get up and do it, okay? That's all you got to do. Get up and do what you have to do, what you know in your heart is the right thing to do. Follow your intuition. Follow that flow, regardless of what it achieves, regardless of how much it makes you happy. Happiness isn't the point of life. Discovery and struggle and invention and creation, these are the things that give life meaning, even if sometimes they're very hard and very difficult to endure. All right? Your struggle is the teacher. It's what's made you who you are. and who you are is great. Amazing. You have talent. You have skills. You've got stories. You've gone through terrible experiences. And that's really important, because everybody goes through terrible experiences, and some of them can't find their way back. But you did. You found your way back. And so anybody who comes to you who suffered less than you, you can help. You can heal them. And they'll go on living their lives, and you may never see the benefit in that. Okay? That's what the Greeks meant when they said that your job in life is to plant a tree whose shade you know you shall never get to sit beneath. Guys, thank you so much for joining this broadcast today. I am very much appreciative to all of you in the chat room with all of your comments in there, and you're so supportive, and I very much appreciate that support, as well as, of course, the need for people to go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and donate today. We have been running for a great many years, and I hope that some of the things that are said during this broadcast have resonated with you. And if they have, give us a like, give us a subscribe. If you think it might help somebody who you know, share the video with them. And I think that maybe there's a possibility that you will appreciate this enough and understand what the show is really about now, that you might consider supporting it long term with an automatic payment, even if it's only a few dollars a week or a few dollars a month. It really all contributes as part of the money fractal. I think that is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. That's how we pay the bills. That's how we keep everything going. That's how we keep broadcasting. That's how we stay alive, so that we can continue to serve the purpose that we do. And if you had to break it down, it's helping to heal people through laughter and fun and wisdom. And that's it. It's like a protracted form of grief counseling to a large degree. So go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and click on all our various social media links and follow us on all these various channels like Facebook, Twitch, Rumble, Telegram, BitChute, Odyssey, and the One Great Work Network. And check out our great sponsors, reopen.nz and holdenhealthcare.com. Emphasis on the care. And if you do, guys, if you've got any suggestions, guests you want me to bring on, topics you want me to cover, please don't hesitate to go to the contact page of the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and send us in those little suggestions. Because, guys, honestly, and there's a bit of a confession here, I have done the bulk of the work on this show, but without all the listeners out there who are listening to all these really interesting and amazing people sending me those contact details, suggesting them and what have you, the chances are very good that I would have never heard of them. So you guys enlighten me. You guys show me some of the most amazing things and the coolest people. And I'm incredibly grateful for everybody who listens to the show and contributes in that way. Now, I'm going to take a little bit of a break here. I'm just going to look to see if my my guest, David Parker, is actually around, because I don't think he is. No, he's still not around. All right, so that will be the show for today. Thank you very much, Debbie, DK, Bygum, especially WCB 99 in the Twitch chat there. Total domination. Tayuri Mason in the Facebook chat there. Thank you so much for keeping on and humming along there. And, you know, if I haven't mentioned your name on this broadcast, guys, I'm sorry, but that's the nature of the beast. So thank you so much for all of your attention and your time today. And thank you very much, ladies, gentlemen, and hermaphrodites. My fellow slaves of the global plantation, the Vinnie Eastwood Show is bad news. It's like the news, but so much worse. It's the lighter side of genocide. Just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't enjoy it. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? The Vinnie Eastwood Show. We're the only thing worse than living in a high-tech global police state run by child trafficking Satanists. Is Vinnie's jokes. We'll be right back.